For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Maya Mukherjee. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover spring drinks at the coffee club, the 2024 Class Day speaker, FAFSA glitches, and activist arrests in Belarus. It's Friday, April 5th. Coffee Club is a beloved campus institution. Founded in 2019, the student-run coffee shop serves all types of drinks, from cappuccinos to London fogs. Last Friday, they announced the addition of four new specialty drinks for spring. I sat down with the Prospect contributor Natalia Diaz to talk more about Coffee Club's spring menu.
Hi, I'm Natalia Diaz, and I am a Prospect contributor as well as a member of the video team.
Great. So you went to Coffee Club and you tried all of their four spring drinks. Could you give us a little summary of what these four drinks are?
So for Coffee Club's spring menu, there were four new drinks. There was the lavender latte, the mango matcha lemonade, the Irish cream cold foam, and the elderflower espresso tonic. So the elderflower espresso tonic is like coffee, kind of like a carbonated tea-ish drink. It's a very unique drink. And lavender latte is just exactly how it sounds. It's a typical latte with subtle hints of lavender. The mango matcha lemonade is matcha with lemonade and hints of mango as well. And then the Irish cream cold foam had some Irish cream.
Okay, and what was your favorite drink on the menu and why?
So my favorite drink was probably the Irish cream cold foam. For me, I personally prefer like sweeter drinks, and I thought it wasn't too sweet, but it also was like very creamy, and I think that it made a very dependable drink.
Okay, and it sounds like in the menu they were kind of mixing up a lot of different flavors. Did you think that the menu was satisfying overall, or what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought the menu was really satisfying. Like, it had a great option for like non-coffee drinkers, like with the mango matcha lemonade. It definitely like satisfied different palates. I definitely say the menu was satisfying.
You can read more of this story at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In campus news, on Wednesday, Sam Watterson was announced to be this year's Class Day speaker. Watterson is best known for his long-running role on NBC's Law and Order as District Attorney Jack McCoy. He has been nominated for Emmy, Tony, and Academy Awards for his various roles. Class Day committee members said that Watterson was selected because, quote, his commitment to his craft is especially inspiring as students prepare to follow their own passions and career paths after they graduate. In addition to his acting career, he is also involved in climate activism, ocean conservation, and was a longtime board member of Refugees International. Watterson will speak on May 27th on Cannon Green. In national news, changes to the FAFSA process have caused financial aid delays for incoming college students across the country. Under the FAFSA Simplification Act passed in 2020, the Department of Education recently implemented sweeping changes, including direct data imports from the IRS and a revamped aid calculation formula. In a typical year, colleges would receive data as early as October. However, a botched rollout and a series of calculation errors led to delays until mid-March. Despite a recent notice announcing the completion of most of its 6.6 million applications, as many as 300,000 forms may be held back for reprocessing. The delays have exacerbated uncertainty and left students in limbo, unsure if they will be able to attend college at all, according to CBS News. However, Princeton, which also uses its own financial aid application, said that, quote, admitted students should not see any change in the amount of grant in the aid package once the FAFSA information has been received. In international news, yesterday, three activists were arrested in Belarus. The activists were part of Vyazna, the country's main human rights organization, and were charged with participating in an extremist group. The report described that they had attended court proceedings of others facing political charges and, quote, passed information to unspecified extremist organizations abroad. If convicted, the activists will face up to 7 years in prison. On Wednesday, April 17th, Princeton will host Belarusian politician and activist Andrei Sannikov to speak about democracy, human rights, and freedom in his home country. Today, you can expect some sun and wind, with a high of 49 and a low of 36 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Daniel Jung and me, sound engineered by Twyla Colburn, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, Class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Maya Mukherjee. Have a great day.